We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph, a brand new sugya, a sugya of what I get into as we learn the rest of the blat, a shtickel about Libun and Agala and other things as well. But first, we're going to start with a sugya which has shaykhis to Negaim and Taraz. Om Rav Zera Om Hashmuel. Libain Sakin V'Shachat Ba. If someone took a knife, he warmed it up in the fire until it became red hot, and he made a shechita with that. So here's the shayla of if it's a good shechita or not. We'll see the shayla. Libain Sakin V'Shachat Ba. Shechita Soik Sheira. The halacha is that it's a good shechita. Why? If you burn a behema, and that's how you kill the behema, obviously that's not called a good shechita. That's called a treifa. But here, we're even in an avelus case. Here, it's a good shechita. Why? Because chiduda koydin libuna. The sharp part of the knife slices the simonim before it gets hot enough to burn the hole in the simonim. When you do shechita, you have to shecht roiv of the kona on the veshet. The kona is the windpipe and the veshet is the food pipe. So you have to cut most of those pipes. That's the shechita. Now we're worried, maybe you did it with burning it. No. The knife is so sharp, it cuts it before it burns it. While it's going through, it's burning the sides. So let's say it goes through, let's say a kana is an inch thick. When it goes the first quarter of an inch, and taka shechted it, but now it's burning the sides of it. And the burning the sides of the kana, as it's going in, the sides getting burnt, then it becomes a treifa before the shechita is finished. Because a hole in the kana makes it a treifa, like Rashi says. Which is a whole shah, is that an avelo or a treifa? It's a whole sugi by itself.
Every time you do shechita, you're making it a treifa.
No, right, but here it's one ma'aseh shechita, good kasha. But here it's one ma'aseh shechita. Here it's something else happening. Besides the shechita, you got to burn to be a hole in it. That's a problem. So here, chidul kaidim levuna, but he could start them. So you want to know, beis shechita mirvah mavach. As you're shechting, it spreads out. So the sides of the knife are not touching it because as the knife is slicing it and it's very sharp, it's happening first. It's spreading out and it's not touching the side of the knife. Therefore, no burning happens. So that's the halacha. When you take a boiling hot knife, you do shechita, it's not a problem. Why? The chiduda happens before libuna. It boils lahu. The shah is like this. If someone liba in shpud, he takes a spit, and that's like a stick, a metal stick, and he makes a red hat, the hikabai, and he hits someone with it. Meshum shchin nidun or meshum michva nidun? Is it considered a shchin or a michva? So to know this, you have to know a little bit parashas Tazria, where there we have the parasha on the Negaim. Now, if when the Negaim land up on someone's skin, so we know the simone tuma are that a white hair, and there's another simon tuma of spreading. But the halacha is that if after it comes back the first week and it didn't spread, you still give it another week to see if something's going to happen. But there's a halacha in the Torah called a nega that's on a shchin and a nega that's on a michveh. It says in the pasuk in Parashat Tazria, Yud Gimel, Yud Ches, Uvasar Kiyeh Boi Ba'oiroi Shechin V'Nirpa. So, V'hoi Makam Shechin Seis Levana, a whole parasha of a nega that happens on the Shechin. The next parasha, pasuk Chav Dalid, says, Oi Basar Kiyeh Ba'oiroi Michvas Eish, V'hoi Sa Michvas HaMichveh Paras Levana. If you look at the parashas, the mamash identical, the same exact halacha. The nega b'makam hashchin and b'makam michva. What's michva? Michva is eish, means by a burn. And b'makam hashchin means where there was a wound and it healed, a scab, and on that wound, where it was still like a scar, they grew a nega. So you have the nega of a shchin and nega of a michva. So the shaila is, someone hits someone with this shpud that's boiling hot, is that considered a burn or is that considered a wound? And we'll have to see what the nafkamina is. We'll see very close what the nafkamina is. We'll go ahead and we'll see. Both shchin and michva have his din. That's mitam of one shvua. It only 2 weeks, like by regular nega. Two simonim. B'seyar lavan, a white here. B'fishin if it spreads. But lomachal kosev. So why do they have two parashas? Michvas eishem shchin. Same exact thing. Loimar shem mistarf zem zeh. To teach us that's not mistarf. The nega has a shear. Nega has to be the shear of a gris, size of a bean, like the size of a penny. That's a shear. If it's smaller than that, it's not a nega. So if you have a shchin and half the nega is on a shchin and half the nega is on a michveh, it's not mitzdarf. Even though you have it here, a full nega of a gris, it's not mitzdarf because one's on a shchin, one's on a michveh. That's why lo mechilkan a kos, one shem mitzdarf mizem mizem. V'tayunt and a brisa. We need all these brises to bring out the shayla of our Gemara. V'tayunt and a brisa. Ezu shchim ve'ezu mechva. Loko be'etz. Someone got hurt with a piece of wood. Be'evan, with a stone. Be'gefes. He got hurt from psalos of zeisim, which is hot, but it's not hot from fire. So you got to burn from gefes. B'chami tferi. You got to burn from chami tferi. V'chol dov shloi ba'mach masar. And anything not mach masar. What's that coming to include? La'asuye avar mi'ikroi, which means when I chisel out lead, it's also hot. So zeh shchin. All those wounds are considered shchin. Ve'ezu michva. What's considered michva? It has to be from esh, from fire. Michva b'chels. You got burnt by a coal, b'remetz. That's by boiling hot ashes. B'sid is boiling. B'sid reseach is boiling a hot sulfur. B'givsis reseach is another type of sid that's boiling hot. So all these things, anything comes from fire, hot water from fire. These cases, that's a mechva, mechva veish. V'tayunt and a brisa. So that's another, we learned another halacha. So we learned that it's not mitzdarif. It's different dinim as a regular nega. It's not mitzdarif. What exactly is the difference? One's from the eish, one's from a wound. V'tanya, shchinu mechva, let's say on the same spot. You have shchinu mechva. So what is it? Which one is it? Is it a wound or a burn? So im shchin kaidim le mechva. If the shchin's first before the mechva, batal mechva is shchin. The mechva is batal the shchin. Then mechva kaidemis. If the mechva is first, kaidemis the shchin. Then batal shchin is a mechva. Whatever the second, that's the ikka thing. V'hocha hechidami. So what's the shayla over here? Kishmak a shayla. Going to have a chatzi gris shchin mikar. You had a half a gris nega on a shchin. Mikar. That was different before. And then someone hit him, the libein spud, someone cooked up a spit, cooked up this metal stick, made a red hat, the hikabai, and hit him right next to that half a gris. The hikabai, enough bechatzi gris acha, and it grew another nega half a gris. So is that half a gris, if the half a gris is shchin, so then you have a full nega now. Because the first one was for sure shchin. If the second half is.
Huh?
Nega, the half a nega came after a shchin on one side. Half a nega, half a gris. Now someone hit him right next to that nega, and they grew a scab. We're not sure what it is. Is it considered a burn or a thing? But right there grew a half a gris now. Another half a gris nega. So if it's shchin, then you have a nega. If it's a michve, it's not a nega. So it makes a big difference. Mai. So that's the shaila now. Now going back to the boilu. Boilu was liba in spud, the hikaboy, mishum shchin or mishum michve. What's the shaila? Because what happened first? We said whatever happened second, that's the name of the game here. Whatever happened second. So my, when someone gets hit by this boiling hot stick, chabata kodem, first is a wound, v'osi havlo mevat l'chabata, then comes the heat, it's a vat l'chabata, v'havli shchin u'michva, so it's shchin u'michva, because the second one is the heat, is the michva. So now you have a half a gris of shchin and a half a gris of michva, v'loy mitzdarf, it's not mitzdarf. First comes the hevel, then the wound comes. So it's shchin and it's mitzdarif. So it's a very big nafkmina here. What is the din of someone who gets hit by this boiling hot stick? Is it considered a makeh or is it considered a mechveh? Is it considered a shchin or considered a mechveh? What is it? So we're not sure. Every time someone gets hit by a boiling hot stick, what happens first? So Gemara says, I'll bring a raya. Toshima. If someone heated up a knife with fire, and he made a shchita, what do you mean? I made it into a treifa. It burned the simanim. No, chiduda kain levuna. We say that the cut comes before the levuna. Amachabata cut. Let me see that. What happens first? The wound. So to Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Why? Chidud shiny. There, the reason why the wound happens before the burn is because since it's so thin, so there, it doesn't get that, the heat is not so strong. So there, it's poshut that the sharp edge of the knife cuts before the burn because it's not so thick, so it's not so much heat there, and it's very sharp, and therefore, there, it's poshut that goes first. Mashaik, when I hit someone with a stick, it might be different. So chidushan, toshmas, try me, all right. We have a bride that says like this. Libin Shpud, not just this case. Libin Shpud, Vihikaboy, Nidam Shomichvazesh, as the Mechazesh. So you see, Alma Chabot Akadim, you see Chabot happens first, because consider Mechazesh. So tomorrow's not a Raya. So we'll learn what Rashi's Girsa. Hosam Nami, the Barze Mivras, you take out the last words. The Barze Mivras means you just poked him with it. And since you didn't hit him Bekayach, so there, the only thing you have is Hevel. That's why there it's Mikvas Esh. Because there was no Chabata whatsoever. You just poked him with this. So you didn't hit him with this. So it never happened to Chabata. So all you had was the burn. And that's why it's still a Mikvas Esh. But it's not a riot to our Shiloh, which we're staying with a Shiloh. We're not sure what the halach is when it comes to a Chabata with a boiling hat. A boiling hot shpud, because we're not sure if it has it in a mikvah or has it in a shkin. And what's the afkimino? The gabi a nega that's next to it. If it's a shkin, then it'll be mitzarev to the nega that's shkin next to it. If not, it'll be a mikvah's eish, and it'll not be mitzarev to the shkin next to it. And we're blabbing with a shayla with this question.